Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And I'm not sure that I can remember a busier news cycle when you look at Iran and Venezuela and Jerome Powell and what's happening with ICE and Connecticut facing federal funding cuts. Anyway, there's a guy that I wanted to bring in. We've had him on the program before, but he has such great insight into so many of these issues and so much more. His name is John Goodwin, and John is the communications director for the Forward Party, a very influential third party, both here in Connecticut and nationwide. Good morning to you, John. John, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, excellent. I can now. I thought I lost you, and then I got nervous because we have so much to talk about. Let's just hop so right in. We're going to get to some more Forward Party specific stuff in a moment, but you know, you were on the Hill for a long time. You've been around DC for a long time. How extraordinary is it that Jerome Powell, the Fed Reserve chair, you know, puts out a video last night calling the threat of criminal charges against him a pretext aiming at putting pressure on the Fed to lower interest rates? This is a guy Donald Trump put in there. They've been at odds. What do you make of it?
It is shocking. It's disturbing. It's scary. You know, weaponizing what they're calling now lawfare, right? Weaponizing the legal system to try to gain political goals is really scary. It should frighten everyone. And I've just never seen anything like this. I don't know what to believe yet. I'm still processing it and was up late watching the Pats. But this is not, it's going to be scary for folks to watch this unfold.
Well, congratulations to your Pats, by the way. They are they are moving on. Let me ask you this, too. You know, President Trump has promised since his first term, you know, an America First platform, but here we are now involved in Venezuela. It looks like we're going to get involved in some way in Iran. What's your take on that? I mean, from a political standpoint, it would appear that that would anger his base, though I'm not sure that we've seen that yet.
It's fascinating. He did run on sort of ending these forever wars, if you recall. That was one of his main things, you know, bringing troops home, sort of this isolationist bringing us home, getting out of these wars. And now it just seems that his supporters who bought that when he ran are now just forgiving him, ignoring him, rallying behind him as if it wasn't part of his platform. So, you know, whether it's Venezuela, and we have been involved in Iran. We bombed the nuclear facilities, you know, last year, and he's just getting a pass, and it's just proven that he can do no wrong with his supporters and ignoring Congress, the will of Congress, not including them in the process. You know, where does it end? Do we just, you know, keep bombing as he sees fit? Does Congress get a say in this? Are they going to step up and do their job? Who knows where we go next? Where does it end? Is it Greenland? It's just, you know, who is this guy? Is he the guy that didn't want us involved in forever wars, or is he the guy that wants us involved in every single continent in the world?
Well, to me, Greenland is the thing that should scare every single person in the world, because Greenland is a is an ally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the Danes and Denmark, they've been allies. They're NATO allies, for crying out loud, right? There's, we can't just take land because we want to. Now, we can have strategic bases, as we do there, right? Because it is strategically located between us and the Soviet Union and others in Europe. But we can't just take land, can't take property from our allies. This is why NATO was set up, to defend others and enemies from doing the very same thing he's talking about doing now.
And I have to ask you about ICE as well. No matter where people fall on immigration policy, here in Connecticut, we had protests over the weekend against ICE. And, you know, putting policy aside for a moment, John, you've been around D.C. a very long time. How do you see all of this playing out at the end of the day? Because it almost seems like we're getting to the point where it's federal law enforcement versus local law enforcement, which, look, I mean, I covered crime for many years, and the FBI would be at odds with local law enforcement, and, you know, the U.S. attorney would be at odds with, you know, so that's not uncommon. But what is uncommon is this public fight, it appears, between local and state law enforcement and ICE. Where does this go?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't want to scare people too much, but neither side seems to be backing down, particularly the federal law enforcement side. And one thing we're seeing is this sort of mission creep of federal law enforcement, where all of them seem to be working together instead of, you know, well-defined roles, whether it's protecting the border or, you know, investigating cyber crimes, investigating financial crimes. They're all working together on this, on these one sort of missions from the president to enforce immigration. And I think that's rattling a lot of the local folks, local and state law enforcement as well, when they should be working together to keep all of us safe, right? We never should have our law enforcement on opposite sides of an issue. And, you know, when I look at what's going on right now with the ICE, my biggest question is, where's the humanity? Because these are people, and that seems to get lost. Yes, we need to have rule of law. We need to have our borders protected. People just, you know, can't cross our borders, but they're people. And that just seems to keep getting missed. And is part of this equation that, that I keep coming back to is, can we treat people with dignity, humanity, and the respect they deserve, even when enforcing our laws and, you know, keeping our citizens safe?
All right. And closer to home and with the Forward Party, a couple quick questions for you, John. First, Connecticut advocates are warning that federal cutbacks could cost our state about $1 billion. That's everything from health insurance subsidies to food assistance. How's the Forward Party responding to these proposed cuts? And what do you see the role of third parties playing in protecting state interests, frankly, when Washington dysfunction threatens local everyday services?
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, thanks, John. And, you know, I'm not sure it's just Washington dysfunction. I think the system is actually baked to create crises like this, which is sort of sad. And at the Forward Party, and I think with third parties in general, what these parties can do is actually force compromise. We see a lot of these cuts come down to partisan and ideological lines, right? The Republicans have the House, the Senate, the White House. They're targeting programs that are typically favored by the Democrats. So, you know, food programs, education programs, healthcare programs. If the shoe is on the other foot, the shoe is on the other foot, you could see Democrats targeting sort of more conservative projects like, you know, military and whatnot. A third party can force us to look at what's working, not just taking a chainsaw or an axe to these programs because we don't like them ideologically, but what is working as a social safety net to keep our most vulnerable populations healthy and thriving. And maybe we trim some fat off of programs that have too much money, but we don't just take that axe to it. So looking at what's working and forcing compromise, particularly in Congress, right? If we get just a few folks, we can deny either side a clear majority. And then the Republicans, as they just did now, can't force through a spending bill that's all their priorities and none of the Dems. This would force both sides to come and say, okay, our programs deserve funding here, and here's why, and our programs here also deserve funding. Let's vote on a compromise spending bill that really protects our people back home who need home heating oil assistance and, you know, education programs for our, you know, developing students. So, you know, we think a third party can end this bipartisan bickering and also just make everyone come to the table. Compromise doesn't have to be a dirty word anymore. So we've got a strong slate of candidates coming in 26 that we're really excited for. We hope we can change this system to work better for everybody.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. I only have about 30 seconds, but you all are focused on electoral reform, as you mentioned, ranked choice voting, nonpartisan primaries, independent redistricting. This is a midterm year, control of Congress potentially shifting. So how is Forward positioning itself to give voters more choices? You mentioned candidates. What else?
Sure. So ballot access is huge for us. We've added a few new states last year, including Arizona and Minnesota. We're about to announce another state that we've gained full ballot access in a few months. This will truly, truly give voters a choice. No longer are you stuck between Republicans and Democrats who get their marching orders from party leadership in D.C.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.